Okay, after learning Mishnayot, Dalet and Hey, where we saw the way Yosef ben Yoezer and Yosef ben Yochanan advised regarding building the Jewish home, we now begin Mishnayot of Vav and Zayin, where we see the next Zug, Yoshua ben Prachya and Nitai Ha'arbeli. The two of these rabbis, these two leaders, teach us now beyond the home in building our social framework. The Maharal in his Pirush on the Mishnah says that this was the next generation's development of what came before them. Obviously, the most basic level is what we have within our home. This Zug, after the first Zug, spoke about the home, Ba'azug asher achrein v'heim talmidim shalahem, l'takein inyan ha'adam eich yinhag im habriot. This Zug comes afterwards to help people fix how they relate to people beyond their home. This obviously is very important. It's the next circle of a person's interactions. If we look carefully at the two Mishnayot, we notice that Yeshua ben Prachya in Mishnah Vav is speaking about the relationships a person should seek and the positive ways he should interact with other people. In Mishnah Zayin, Nitai Ha'arbeli is speaking about the caution one needs to show in how to relate to people outside the home who might endanger someone, a Shachin Ra, a Rasha, etc. Many see Yoshua ben Prachya's statement as a true representation of his name, Yoshua ben Prachya, someone who flowers and interacts and impacts other people in that way. The Rambam, in the beginning of Perek Vav of Hilchot Deot, when he's speaking about how a person should act and act in the world around him, emphasizes this point and says, Derech b'yato shel adam, it's the way people are created, liot nimshach b'deotav uv'ma'asav achar re'av v'chaverav. It's the way we're created, not just something coincidental, that people are drawn in the way they act, in the way they think, in the way they behave, after their friends and those they surround themselves with. Noeg k'minag anshe medinato. A person acts the way the person in their social setting, in their country, acts. This is something we all know, but it's important to realize that it's part of the basic way we're created. We remember the Torah writes, after Adam HaRishon is created, Lo tov heyota adam levado. It's not good for man to be alone. God creates us as social beings who seek relationships with others around us. These relationships allow us to impact and be impacted. That's why it's so important that we're cautious to surround ourselves, our inner circles, with people who can impact us in positive ways. There are many ways people can connect with each other. Different types of values can be the basis of the bond. It's critical that people surround themselves with people who reinforce the most critical ideals that we have, that we hold dear. In the end, what we hold dear will be the values we share with those we actually surround ourselves with. So as we learn in the next few days, Mishnah Vav and then Mishnah Zayin, let's think for ourselves how we build our social framework in a way that helps us develop and grow in the proper way, in the way we aim to develop.